Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Man, I wish we had more time because there are tons of stuff that I want to get your thoughts on.
A whole month has gone by without a full show, without a chance to even get to this segment. It's all been Red Sox, really, in the Sunday football show. But really, it's just been 100% tunnel vision Red Sox here for the last month plus. Like, that's been the reality.
Well, I'll help you get out of that tunnel vision. Start with maybe a story that hits a little bit close to you. Former Colorado Buff, one Shedeur Sanders.
Yes.
We know what's going on there with Shedeur Sanders. Cleveland Browns make a quarterback change. They go to Dylan Gabriel instead of Joe Flacco. Sanders is QB3, and obviously was not happy because he decided to get his mime on and mouth the words that following day to responses. Now, you and I talked before the game, and you had an issue with what Fitzy was saying earlier in the week.
It wasn't just him. It was a lot of people.
Right. It's saying it was the most immature thing an athlete has ever done. Of course, we referenced the Antonio Brown situation or whatever, but I want to give you the floor. What is your take on the whole Shedeur Sanders situation, him being still QB3 despite the Browns making a QB change?
Okay, well, as the number one Shedeur defender here at this station, I think by far, I don't think anyone's even close, I will first say that I thought that mime thing was pretty funny. I mean, I know it was kind of childish, but it was funny. It was just these, I don't know. I thought it was funny. I saw him doing it, and I was like, is my sound on my phone not on? And then it's like he got his mime on, and I thought he was going to start like pretending he was in a box or something. I was like, is mime on? And then I was like, oh, he's like pantomiming like he's talking. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, was it a little childish? Sure. Did he say something really bad? No. He's still a pretty good player. And also, you know, him and Gabriel are teammates now, and I think they probably should show a little bit more love to each other, but it's not like Gabriel's out there pumping Shedeur's tires either. And for the record, those two teams, Colorado and Oregon, were pretty fierce with each other in that first year with Coach Prime. Coach Prime, he came out, and then Oregon, I forget the coach's name, he comes out, he's like, we're not here for clicks, we're here to get
Dan
wins.
Dan Lanning,
yeah, he came out, he had all these tough words for Sanders and for Coach Prime and for everybody, for that whole program, and they beat him, too. I mean, listen, Oregon was a better team, obviously. But, you know, Gabriel and Sanders, like, it's funny that they're both teammates because there's no love lost between those two schools. Certainly after that matchup that they had 2 years ago. So, you know, for them to be there and to be competing with each other, I'm not a Cleveland fan, so I don't really care. I am rooting for Sanders because I think he got screwed in the draft. But I also think that all of this could just be completely wiped out, all the questions about his maturity and all that other stuff, if he had just said, you know, I'm really hoping Dylan goes out there and plays well. I really would want this team to win. And he's my teammate. What's good for the Cleveland Browns is good for that. And I'll be ready. I'll be ready, you know, cheering him on the sidelines. And if I got to go in, I'll be ready to go in. And that's all he had to say. I mean, really, that's all he had to say. And he could have pantomimed it, I guess. Maybe that's what he was pantomiming. Maybe that's what he said. What he was, like, pretending to say was exactly those words. It would have been better if he actually said them. But, I mean, the most immature thing an athlete's ever done, Antonio Brown didn't take off his jersey and run off the field? Like, come on. It was childish, sure. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, it just people were acting like it was this awful, awful thing. Shedeur Sanders, I mean, listen, I think that whole story about him telling the Ravens, no, don't draft me, I thought was worse than this. And I didn't even think that was that bad. You know, you got two teams that you know want to draft you, and you have a preference for one over the other. What's wrong with that? Plenty of players in the history have done that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. But I thought that was at least a little bit like, well, you don't want to go on a good team? You don't want to play for the Ravens? That's a little weird. But whatever, it's his choice. I mean, you know, that's the way it goes. And I think some of the choices he's making may be hurting his chances of getting out there. But listen, it's the Browns. It's not like, I don't think Dylan Gabriel's going to go out there and tear it up. Eventually, they're going to want to move on to the next guy. Shadur's going to be there, and we'll see what he does. He may not be able to do anything either. It's, again, the Cleveland Browns. But no, I didn't have a big problem with that. I thought it was funny.
There was a little bit of Celtics news that happened early in the week, I should say, and obviously we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but Al Horford off to the Golden State Warriors on a multi-year deal, and it's kind of, I guess you could call it the worst-kept secret. Everyone kind of had the feeling that Horford wasn't going to return to the Celtics, but he made it officially, signed it Sunday, I believe it was, him going to the Warriors. What do you think about Horford going to Golden State and what that does for both sides?
What are the Warriors doing? How old are they trying to get? They're already old. All right? They're already Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler. Okay? They just went and signed Seth Curry. Like, I didn't even know he's still in the league. And now they go out and get Al Horford? What is their median age? Like, 38? Like, that's preposterous. They're going to be out there on walkers all year. You know, Al Horford leaving the Celtics, I don't blame him. He left last time things got hairy. You know, he left last time. Things got a little iffy. The whole thing with Kyrie was falling apart. He said, I don't want to be here for a rebuild, and he got the hell up out of here. So I'm not really surprised by this. I like Al. I like him. I think he's a great Celtic, and I'll always have a special place in my heart for him. But I'm not sure that this team, I mean, listen, they got nobody for a big right now. But I'm not sure 38 or whatever he is, your old Al Horford, was going to make a difference. I'm not sure how much of a difference he's going to make in Golden State. But, I mean, listen, that whole team is ancient. Ancient. Jonathan Kuminga and a bunch of old guys. That's basically what you got with that team. They also signed Melton, D'Anthony Melton, I think, too. So there was that. But, yeah, I mean, listen, it's going to be an interesting season for the Celtics. I think despite all of the injuries and all that, assuming Tatum doesn't play, but listen, Tatum's talking about playing. You saw him out there in that video? He's out there cutting around, hitting shots, stopping on a dime? I was like, no, stop. Don't do it, Jason. But he seems like he's okay. And also, he looks like the bionic man. So I'm not surprised if he's recovering quickly. He's in pretty good shape. That being said, as far as the Horford's concerned,
is a mother.
Me too, buddy. As far as Horford's concerned, happy trails, have fun out there in the Bay Area, and your time here will be remembered very fondly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We mentioned it in the crossover before we began tonight's show, but Bad Bunny was announced as a Super Bowl halftime show. You're a music aficionado when it comes to these halftime shows. What do you think about the NFL and Roc Nation selecting Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl 60 halftime show?
So, I think this is pretty obvious what's going on here. They hate America! No, it's not that. I think what's going on here is that the NFL as you know, because Roger Goodell has been broadcasting it from every single mountaintop you could possibly imagine, the NFL is trying its best to go as international as possible, okay? That is a big, big part of the reason why Bad Bunny, I think, got picked. Now, he's a big superstar, of course, but I don't think it's any coincidence that, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks after Roger Goodell came out and said, oh, yeah, these teams love traveling overseas. They love it. They didn't like it at first, but now, oh, yeah, it's great. They're all excited to go to these foreign lands and, you know, play in these different countries and blah, 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 blah. And it's really, you know, become this thing that all the owners are really into now and they all really like. And he was really almost like, all right, shut up, man. Like, we know it's not that. Like, we know they don't love it that much. No 400-pound guy likes to sit on a plane for 6.5 hours. Like, come on. We know that they don't like it. We know they don't want to do it. And he's going on and on and on about how great it is and how, oh, it's the best thing ever. And blah, blah. That's their next revenue stream, is to go international. And Bad Bunny right now is the biggest international star in the world. So, I mean, listen, you can get all mad and call it a culture war thing if you want to, you know, get up on your soapbox and start yelling and screaming about whatever political ramifications there are for having a guy from Puerto Rico perform at the Super Bowl, by the way, like he'd be the first foreign-born Super Bowl performer. Coldplay's not from America. The Who's not from America. A lot of people who have performed at the Super Bowl, not Americans. Doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. But I do think it's going to be a little tough when the guy's singing in a different language. But the whole point of that, and listen, I'm not a huge Bad Bunny fan. Whenever one of his songs comes on, I tend to laugh. I'm like, oh, this is a pretty good song. But and I think he's got a good voice. But I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I don't speak Spanish. So I don't get that much into it. Like, you know, it's music you play in the background. It's fine. You know, you want to go out and dance or something like that? My dancing days are behind me. I'm not going out dancing. I'm not, you know, it's not for me. But whatever. I know that's not who they're advertising to. That's not what they're trying to attract. They are trying to attract an international audience. And there is nobody better in the world to do that with than Bad Bunny. It's the Super Bowl. You want people from around the world tuning into the Super Bowl? Have Bad Bunny play the halftime show. No brainer. That's what I think.
Finish him.
I do want to give you some time before we get to the producer's point. A little bit of a mini New England Nightly News crossover here.
Sure.
The mayoral race in Boston is over. It was over pretty fast.
Didn't even happen, really.
Between Michelle Wu and Josh Kraft. Give us the floor. Give us your opinion on what happened in the race for the Boston mayor.
All right. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this, but I will say this. And I sort of knew this was going to happen. We all knew that she was going to clean his clock. I don't think that surprised anybody. But I will say, one sticking point for this, and the reason why I even wanted to bring this up at all, is because when I said that I thought Wu was going to win the North End, I got a lot of pushback from a lot of different people on that. People in my personal life, callers, texters, all sorts of things, saying, what are you talking about? They hate her in the North End. There's no way she'll ever win the North End. No way. She dominated the North End. Dominated. I mean, he barely even registered in any of the wards. So, first of all, I may not know a lot about politics, and that's a fact, okay? I didn't think Trump would win the first time. I didn't think Biden would win, and I didn't think Trump would win the second time either. I was 0 for 3, okay, on the last three presidential elections. So I really have no room to talk when it comes to stuff outside of the city. But when it comes to the North End, it comes to areas that I know a little bit about around this around the city, then I think I know what I'm talking about. And a lot of people just were, you got to be kidding. What are you, nuts? They hate her. Oh, they hate her in the North End. No, they don't. No, they don't. I tried telling you this. You didn't believe me. The people who live in the North End, not the restaurants, the people who live there didn't want the outdoor dining. They didn't. They like walking on their sidewalks. They like having parking spaces. They resisted it. The mayor cut a deal with the neighborhood and said, we'll do it, but you have to pay up all this money. And so the restaurants did it. And then after that, they said, that's it. It's over with. You guys are back. It's fine. And people were upset about it. Mostly people who don't live in the North End, people who like to go there and eat on the street. And listen, I loved when they had the outdoor dining in the North End. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I loved it, but I don't live there anymore. So, you know, it wasn't a big deal. If I lived there, I probably would have hated it. And that's the thing everybody missed. Not a lot of people own all those restaurants, okay? There's like 80 restaurants, only about, you know, 15, 20 owners. And not all of them disliked what Wu did. Some of them really liked what she did and thought it was really, they really saved the bacon because they cut that deal. And boy, you wouldn't think it, because there was a few owners who were very loud about it. A lot of people who aren't from the North End and not from the city who like eating there were all upset about it. But I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you. Yeah, maybe eventually you guys are going to listen to my very strong and very accurate political takes. And with that, let's get to the producer's point.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Boston politics, we're always going to one Christian Arcan. My take is going to be really short because we are running on time, but I'm just going to say this. There's a reason why Pat and I get along so well on Play Tessie.
Uh-huh.
Because we're reading each other's minds. He says that Jarren Duran is the outfielder who's on the outside looking in. And I agree with him. I thought Jarren Duran did okay this year. He definitely did not live up to his all-star year 1 year ago. But the way Duran's at-bats went for the last 2 weeks of the year and then in that wild card series, they looked totally just incomplete. Mm-hmm. He was ineffective. And it doesn't mean that I don't like him. I still think he's a good player. But, you know, his defense has been suspect over the number of years. And, of course, we saw it in that game 2 fly ball where he started back and then unnecessarily had to dive. And then his at-bats, you know, I'm sitting there always thinking, just throw him the fastball high in the zone. He's going to chase it. He's going to swing and miss. So Duran basically was unproductive for the last 3 weeks, if you include the postseason. And so that's why I think when you look at the value that Sedan Rafaela brings with his defense, with Willy Abreu when he's healthy, and then obviously with Roman Anthony, there's just no spot for Jarren Duran. So I hate to say it, but Jarren Duran is my odd man out as well when it comes to the cluster that is the Red Sox outfield.
All right, there you go. That is the producer's point from Joe Braverman. Sounds like you joined the chorus of people ready to move on from Jarren Duran. Real quick, people texting me, hey, Arcan, idiot. Bad Bunny's from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's part of America. I know it is. I didn't say he wasn't from America. I said he's a big international star, and he is. Taylor Swift's a big international star. She's from America, too, genius. I was saying that if you want to get an international audience, Bad Bunny right now is one of the top international superstars in the world. I mean, that's a fact. And he's from Puerto Rico, which is part of America. Yes, I never said otherwise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.